Did you get out to any shows this weekend?
No, I took a 55-mile bike ride this weekend.
We did what?
It was a mistake.
You know, it would have been actually easy for me to tell you that earlier on.
If it had been a 45-mile bike ride, it would have been fine. It was also 94 degrees out.
Yeah.
And the trail that we were riding on, it wasn't covered at all until the point that we were like, we have to turn around.
If there's any confusion here, Robin Hilton's not telling the story. This is Jacob Gans, and Jacob and I sit across from one another, and it's always good to have you on the show.
Thanks.
And nice I didn't know this about you, though.
I didn't know this about myself either. It was my wife's idea. It was a good idea. It was too hot outside to do that. Yeah, we got a little dehydrated.
And do you listen to music when you do this?
No, that's a pet peeve of mine, people who listen to headphones on bikes. I think it's a big mistake.
Huh.
I think you got to be paying attention to as much as you possibly can, and hearing is one of those things that is really, really valuable when you're on a bike. Anyway, world, that's my view. If you're listening to this podcast while you're on a bike, please wait until you're done. We will be here. We will have a chance to turn this podcast back on when you're safe and on fewer than two wheels.
Since you're the guest, why don't you, Jacob Gans, why don't you start off and play something?
I mean, I have a great song to start us off with.
Good.
Elephant by Tame Impala. Let's just go.
And it's not like this.
brilliant.
Yep.
Really brilliant.
As hot as this summer has been, man, I just wish it was going to be longer, because all I want to do is wear sunglasses and walk around outside when that song's on.
Not ride your bike.
No.
The album's called Lonerism.
Yeah, the song's called Elephant. It's Tame Impala. The record's out October 9th.
And they're a Perth, Australia band, yeah.
Yeah.
Big fans of the Moog, I'd say. I don't really know what they do, but there's guitar there, but there's a lot of processing, the sort of kind of filter thing where the thing starts to kind of talk like this. It's kind of,
yeah, there's weird filters. I feel like that song is a really simple song that just, like, through the filters that they use, through the layers that they use, becomes like a big heavy thing. I'm actually kind of, you know, this is kind of my tribute to Robin Hilton this week. I feel like that's a Robin song.
Yeah, because
there's a lot of T-Rex in there.
There's the catch.
Yeah,
absolutely. I want to take us to a band called Conveyor. Conveyor is a Gainesville, Florida band. Moved to Brooklyn, and I saw them in Brooklyn, I guess, 6-7 months ago, playing for some party. They opened for a band I went to see, and I had no idea who these guys were, and really liked them a lot. I've been spending some time with their new album. It didn't get me on first listen as the live show did, and then I've listened some more, and then saw them again the other night, Friday night. Totally fell for them. I don't know if they got better or I got more acclimated. Sometimes you have to find your way into a band. I'll play a song by Conveyor. They have a new album. The album's self-titled. I was debating two songs I like so much. One's called And, the other's called Right Sleep, R-I-G-H-T, Sleep. I'm going to try Right Sleep.
All of my worries just keep on going.
That's real nice.
Yeah.
They string together so many different things in there. I feel like if they can pull that off live, I understand why you'd fall for it.
And also they have songs with a lot of brevity too. There's like there's a song on the record that's like, I think, 1:40.
Nice.
So good variety. The band's called Conveyor. They now are based in Brooklyn. They have an album out. It's self-titled, and that song it was Right Sleep. So there's going to be this little mini festival I think I've talked about once before called Sweet Tea Pumpkin Pie in D.C. It's just getting off the ground. I think I saw some of it last year, and they're doing benefits every month at the Black Cat. And so the Conveyor was there Friday night. That's how I went to see them. And after that was a band I'd never heard of. They end the evening, no matter what, with a band from D.C. And there was a group called Drop Electric, and I'd not seen Drop Electric, heard of them just by seeing a video before I went to the show to see what they're all about, figure out whether I should stay or make other plans. And I liked what I saw, the beautiful video, very beautiful time-lapse stuff, and so I thought I'm going to stick. And they knocked me out. I'd seen Sigur Rós earlier in the week. We webcast that show. Sigur Rós is on my mind, epic-sounding instrumental band with beautiful, beautiful vocals. And here was Drop Electric doing something sort of similar. They didn't have the stature of Sigur Rós, but their songs were, again, very cinematic. Lots of builds. They had film behind them, sometimes a little too disturbing for me, a lot of blood and things that I don't like. But musically, cool, and a lot of the visuals I did like. I want to play a song for you. This band has changed a lot. They were totally an instrumental band. Now they've added a singer. So I'm going to play something off of an album that comes out. I don't think till November we'll put a video up with the song now. The song I'll play is also the title of the record that'll come out in November. It's called Empire Trashed. Drop Electric.
Empty roads bring you back.
Drop Electric is a band. Pretty epic, right?
Wait, you were saying you think that that's cinematic? That's epic? That sounds like Sigur Rós. What? No.
Yeah, good stuff. And they're an unsigned band, which is kind of cool. And,
yeah.
From D.C.
Wow, they're doing that big time.
Yeah. And when I saw them, they had some string players who I think when they finish this new record, may go back and add some string players, kind of like Sigur Rós does Mino, right? The string quartet that they bring mm-hmm. to the table. I mean, there are some striking things about the music, but I have to say, having seen a whole show of theirs, I may have picked a more Sigur Rós-y kind of, if that's a, can I use that as a verb?
An adjective.
An adjective, yes. I mean. Yeah, I never knew the difference between those things.
I think it's Sigur Rós-ian.
Very good.
Yeah.
Emily White's here, and Emily White's been our intern for a long time. It's her last week. Welcome, Emily.
Thanks.
And one of the things that I know you have a passion for, because you do music, you do a radio show, and it's in D.C., is you know the D.C. scene probably better than I do. I thought it would be fun, having seen these guys, got so excited about it, bring you on, and maybe you'd play some a D.C. band that you like a lot.
Yeah, sure. So there's this band, Deleted Scenes, that's from D.C. that I've been really into. They just re-released their sophomore album on a new label. So it's been out for a while, but they re-released it with, you know, a couple new tracks. It's called Young People's Church of the Air.
What kind of band are they?
They're really kind of unpredictable. They bounce around a lot between experimental sort of sounds and 60s pop melodies and weird harps and organs. And
what side are we going to hear of them?
We're going to listen to a song that starts off with that kind of 60s pop.
All in one.
Sort of stuff, and then kind of fades into this off-kilter mess. So, wait,
what's it called?
It's called Baltica 9. It's named after a type of beer.
All right. I'm in.
She's got a big supernatural grace. I'm up put into the human race. Baltica 9, Baltica 9. Ain't got nothing but I know it's mine.
So many bands, so little time.
I like that. Yeah. It's got that sort of cheery but messy quality. You know that. You know the band Super Furry Animals.
Yeah,
I kind of get a vibe.
I hear that.
Get that vibe from them.
Thanks, Emily. It's not been an uneventful internship, right?
It's been quite an experience.
Yeah, it really has. It's been great having you here.
Well, thanks.
I appreciate all your hard work here and your good music taste. And thanks for bringing Deleted Scenes onto the show. Where to?
Yeah, I can take us somewhere completely different.
Okay.
If we're ready.
I think so.
Mm-hmm. All ready? Okay. The next song that we're going to play is by an R&B singer named Miguel. Just one name. I first heard him about a year ago when Franny Kelly, who works here at NPR Music as well, sent me to a song called Sure Thing that was included on our favorite songs of 2011. This new song has been floating around in a slightly different version on a mixtape that he put out, on a set of mixtapes actually, called Art Dealer Chic, that he put out for free earlier in the year. He's got an album coming out on October 2nd that's called Kaleidoscope Dream. The song is called Adorn. And I'll talk about it a little bit afterwards, but listen for, like, he does this weird thing with a little tiny vocal hiccup sound that's just, for me, it's the thing that just, like, it locks me into this song.
You know, the voice and the phrasing and stuff is sort of a good, solid R&B, nothing terribly unusual. Everything else that's going on that song, that really dirty, bassy sound that's going on, everything about it is just upside down and different, and it really makes what he's doing work, I think.
Yeah, I think Miguel has been putting together this sound for a while. I think he's just now sort of clicking into what he wants to sound like. Mm-hmm. It is a little bit dirty. It's not the sort of ambivalent R&B of Frank Ocean or The Weeknd.
That's right.
People who've become sort of famous over the last year. It's really direct, really romantic. Right.
That music has R&B. Those artists you mentioned, Frank Ocean, etc., imply a lot.
Yeah.
You know, if you don't know the history of R&B, the songs almost don't hang together so well. But
there's not as much melody. There's not as many hooks. Miguel's songs are full of hooks. They're full of, like, very direct, melodic singing. Yes. And he's singing directly to you as a listener, and mostly in a romantic way. But he does dirty the sound up a little bit. He's been working with a live band. I know there are a bunch of people who I follow on Twitter who last week when he was playing at Joe's Pub just exploded. he played a show, and people were very, very into it. I can't wait to see him play live. Anyway, so he's putting out this album. I'm not sure if it was clear. He's putting out an album on October 2nd. He put out this song, a version of this song that we just heard, a slightly different version, on a mixtape earlier in the year.
See.
You can actually get this song on an EP that's like a pre-release EP that's currently available. So it's like sort of a slow roll-up. As he's putting his sound together, his label is kind of putting together a package for how to sell him as well.
Awesome. Speaking of packages, Jacob.
Oh, yeah. Speaking of packages.
There is this big box. It's like a little bigger than a jack-in-the-box, if anyone knows what the heck. Does anyone know what a jack-in-the-box is anymore?
Let's call it an 8x8x8 cube.
That says B-L-U-R on it.
It's a blue cloth cube. It says B-L-U-R on it.
I guess that might be, if you open it up, maybe it all becomes clear.
Yeah, since this is radio and not video, our unpackaging will be slightly less
the
dramatic.
The unboxing of Blur.
There is a Blur box that's sitting next to me on the on the camera.
You know, it's
here.
Actually been sitting next to you since it came to me. just saying.
That's fair. Blur is a special band that has been mostly defunct for the last decade. The band broke up after its 2003 album Think Tank, actually sort of in the middle of recording its 2003 album, Think Tank. The guitarist Graham Coxon left the band. Since then, Blur's made some noise about coming back. They've reunited a couple times, but this year is their 21st anniversary. They put together a box set called Blur 21. It has all seven albums. It has many discs of rarities, B-sides, three DVDs. They also have two new songs. They're also playing the closing ceremonies of the Olympics. It kind of feels like a Blur moment.
Perfect. And you've been living with this thing.
Man, I love it. This has been a special band for me for a really long time. I think for people who have liked Blur a lot, this moment feels kind of weird because in the United States, they've never been a huge band. They were enormous in England. They were part of the Britpop movement. They were a band to get in fights over in England during the 1990s. And here, it never really happened for them.
How do you possibly, you're going to play something from this, how do you possibly do that with one song and seven discs?
Oh, man.
Full of DVDs.
You have to just, especially with a band like Blur that sounds so different from the beginning of its career to the end of its career, you have to like allow yourself to be unsatisfied with just picking one song. You know, at the beginning of their career, they sounded like a garagey band modeled after the Stone Roses. Later in their career, they were sort of Kinks-like. Even later, they sounded like an American indie band. At the end of their career, they were sort of sounding like a gospel-y electronic experimental band. Lots of 7-minute songs, lots of really extended takes. The one I'm going to play, I mean, like, look, I could play Girls and Boys, I could play Beetlebum, I could play Coffee and TV. The song I'm going to play is The Universal, which is a big... Blur gets credit for having pop songs, but they also wrote really great, big, emotional songs, and The Universal is one of those. It's from the album The Great Escape, which came out in 1996, and I think is still underrated. That was a lot of stuff. There's a lot of information about Blur. If you go to the All Songs Considered blog, I'll have even a little bit more information about Blur.
Oh, good. Can we take a photo of this box, too, for people?
We can take a photo of the box. It's pretty. Why not take photos of the pretty box?
Great, and play some other music, right?
Yep, yeah. Exactly.
Cool. Well, let's go out on this. Thanks, Jacob.
It's been my pleasure.
Thanks again, Emily.
You're welcome.
And we'll go out on Blur's song, The Universal. For NPR Music, it's All Songs Considered.
The future's been sold. Every night we're gone, and some karaoke songs. How we like to sing along, though the words are wrong. And really, really, really could I burn? Yes, it really. Yeah.